Welcome to the Farmer's Voice. I'm Alan Watts with Kentucky Farm Bureau. Our guest today, Mr. Glenn Burton from Wayne County. Glenn, tell us about your farming operation in Wayne County.
It's kind of a long story. Of course, Dad's family been in farming for years and years, and one day he's a school teacher, and he brought a class down here to watch an auction sale. And lo and behold, a banker come over by and said, Darryl, your family's been involved in farming. Said, you ought to buy this. And so Dad started out with $700 in 1968, and, you know, it's grown now. It's Fox Run Farms Incorporated. We got about 330 acres. We've not grown as fast as some people. We've been slow and cautious. Of course, we all did other things. Dad taught school, sold real estate. I poured concrete, worked construction, farmed. We used to raise a lot of tobacco, 9 acres. We got bought out there in the buyout. We raise corn and soybeans on about 150 acres and taking about 80 acres of hay and run about 80 old Black Angus cattle. Years ago, we tenant farmed close to 450 acres, and we had 147 head of cattle in because we had some grass ground leased in. But, you know, as we lost that, we shrunk the cattle herd. Now we're just basically farming our own land. Not hardly as brickle as we once was, you know. But that's a little history of it. We bought another farm in 1983. And I come here to live on that one. Of course, that's when we actually got in the cattle business. I've been raising cattle for 35 years. I really enjoy that. Probably the most of course, we started out grain farming, and my uncle kind of got me into the cattle business. They had a big cow herd here on the farm, and so every year they'd cut us out 15 or 20 heifers, and so by the time they took their herd, well, I was in the cattle business. And so that's how I come to be in the cattle business. And it's been a good life. I love living here. Raised two fine boys. It's a great life. I've really enjoyed it. And we've come a long ways from an awful small start, you know.
Well, that's a neat way to start off. And tell us, what gave you the idea just to continue this where your dad started there?
Yeah, well, I guess farming's in our blood, you know. We've all of his brother's farms. And it's something you can't get away from, you know. We love the land. He was talking about some of the things that kind of set you back a lick. We had a tornado come through here in 2008, tore down 13 buildings. Some of the cattle ended up dying from that. That really hurt us, you know. It shook up a lot of our equipment. It damaged a lot of stuff. But, you know, you can't help where a tornado comes. I remember standing there looking and thinking, you know, the building is gone, but the land's still strong.
Exactly right. Well, tell me a little bit about your cattle herd. What kind of cattle you guys run?
Yeah, we were lucky. We started out in the Black Angus business. That was long before certified Angus become a thing. And, they got to paying a nickel a pound more for the black ones. And I told Dad, I said, boy, one time we've hit it right downtown here. We've got the right color at the right time, you know. And they're gentle, they're easy to work, and they're good producers, you know. They breed fast. We run a closed herd. We keep back our heifers. We usually buy in registered bulls. And that way we keep them healthy, you know. We don't bring anything in. We just sell away, you know, what we raise. And that works real good for us. Always has. That's the way we've always run them.
Are you feeding the finish or are you selling the calves off or what?
I usually sell them off six weights, 650 weights, somewhere in there. Yeah, that seems to work real good for us. And, that's the way we move most of the time.
You miss the tobacco business. I know you worked out ahead of that for several years before the buyout.
Yes, I do miss it. Yeah, we stripped here in an old house, and we had a whole room stacked to the ceiling. And it smelled like a fine cigar shop, you know. Yeah, and I miss going to the warehouses and stuff. Yeah, I do miss the tobacco business. I miss walking in the barn, you know, and there's a lot to tobacco, you know. You have to open and shut your doors, and, you know, getting tobacco to take a good cure is not a simple process. You have to know a little bit about what you're doing. And we were good at tobacco and raised a lot of fine tobacco.
Tell me a little bit about this. What organizations you're involved in there in Wayne County and around the state?
Okay, I've been the president and the vice president of the Kentucky Farm Bureau here in the county, probably president for 6 years and vice president for 3 or 4 years, and then a board member for some years. I'm the chairman of the COC committee here for the FSA here in the county. And I told my children I got into politics late in life. That's the first time I'd ever run for election. I don't think I had anybody running against me. But also, I'm on the state rural health and safety board for the Farm Bureau. And I'm on the Ag Council here at home, and I'm the chairman of the Phase 1 Tobacco Committee here at home. And just got off of being the vice chairman of the Extension Board here in the county. I've been involved. I've been trying to give back the last few years. You know, sometimes it's hard to find people that's willing to give back, but I feel like that we should give a little something back along the way. I've been trying to do that.
I wonder what's very important that you give back to the community and actually be an advocate for agriculture, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I love it. I love the Farm Bureau. They're like family to me. And when we get together, it's like a family reunion. I have so many good friends. And, you know, we all have something in common, you know, a love of farming. So that really works good for everybody. We all look out for one another.
That's so important at the same time, for sure. You mentioned about the tornado. What are some real struggles there on the farm for you, Mr. Burton?
Yes, well, when that tornado come through, it tore down 900 foot of fence and unrolled the last bale of hay I had. Of course, when cattle see hay unrolled, they're going to go to it. And, of course, you know, I had about 100 head of cattle with open fences, but people come that I didn't even know to help me. And it was in April, and so the fields was getting ready to be mowed, and I had a mower cutter with rollers, and you couldn't run any of that wood through them rollers, so I had people walk the field shoulder to shoulder. We'd pick up like 17 wagon loads of just wood and debris and stuff out of the fields, and boy, I got a lot of help from a lot of people. I sure appreciated it.
You know, that's when you really see the true spirit of agriculture, don't you?
That's true. That is very true.
What are some of the things you enjoy the most? What do you love about farming?
You know, different things hit you at different times. You know, sometimes it's the smell of hay curing out in the field. Sometimes you look up, see an old mama cow running after her calf, and different things touches your heart from time to time.
It's something special about it, isn't it?
Right, right. Yeah, or maybe you run through the field and, you know, soybeans is turned off like corn usually looks, you know, and when you got a really good crop, it makes things nice. That doesn't happen every year, but when it does happen, you sure appreciate it.
You mentioned seeing your family grow up on the farm there. That's pretty important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, they're tied to the ground. You know, of course, they're off other places working now, but they still love to come home, you know.
Our guest today, Mr. Glenn Burton from Wayne County. I'm Alan Watts for Kentucky Farm Bureau.